this was the first home other than the White House built on Lafayette Square. It is a place rich with history, a home that has been the residence of many famous men and women throughout the tenure of the nation. We go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy
backsplash. I want to be a bike that races around the country.
When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I want to be a rocking chair on
when
a sunny
I grow up,
porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be
a...
I
want
to be
a...
I want to be
a... I want to be
a...
I want to be a...
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
William Bushong's office is just a block from the White House. He works with the White House Historical Society, an organization located in a very historic home here on Lafayette Square.
Decatur House has a rich history. It was built in 1818, completed and occupied by the owners, Commodore Stephen Decatur and Susan Decatur, in January of 1819.
It was the first home on the square besides the White House.
Decatur House has been the home of many illustrious figures in the history of America, as well as a residence that was once rented out for embassies.
People may be surprised that this townhouse was so soon rented out to others. There's a good reason behind it.
Tragically, Decatur was killed in a duel, and just 16 months after they moved into the house. So Mrs. Decatur rented the property to the French, the Russian, and the British ministries first, and then after that to a number of secretaries of state.
John Gadsby, a wealthy hotelier in the city, later bought Decatur House for his own residence.
Gadsby, when he lived here, owned about 29 enslaved persons who were actually living in the wing of this building. This is the only remaining urban slave quarter that is standing in Washington, D.C. today.
Decatur House hosts many events and is being restored to offer tours and other educational opportunities. Traveling the countryside in Washington, D.C., I'm Andrew McCrae.